Hey there, friends. It's Nick with episode 107 of the StoryHacker.tv podcast. And we're still in the fallout zone from Christmas, aren't we? But I want to talk really quickly about Gavin and Stacey. So I don't know whether that show has made it to the US or ever made it to the US. But if you don't know Gavin and Stacey, you'll know James Corden, who is, of course, does the Late Late Show on CBS. Or you might know him from his, I think, Tony Award-winning show The Two One Man Two Governors, which he won Best Actor for, you know, probably a decade ago now. But he and his writing partner Ruth Jones, about 15 years ago, created this show Gavin and Stacey in the UK, which is a television show that well, we've just had this Christmas special, and even though the show hasn't been on for like 8 years in the UK, it's just become the most watched Christmas special for like a decade. And here's the interesting thing, it's not high drama, this, in many ways. It's a comedy, but it's not, I would say, a laugh-out-loud comedy, but it's full of characters that we recognise. You know, the core of the show are these two characters, Gavin and Stacey, who fall in love right at the start, and the show is built around the burgeoning romance and eventual marriage of these two characters, and particularly bringing along the friends and family they have, and they come from two very different parts of the UK. Barry Island in Wales, that's where Stacey comes from, and Gavin, I think, is you know, one of the London suburbs. But the interesting thing about this is James Corden and Ruth Jones have written these very human characters, and a lot of the time the conversations that are going on are kind of wittering about nothing, almost. I mean, I was watching the special last night and giggling to myself because it's some of it's just bananas. It's just bananas. But the details of the characters and their catchphrases and the way they react to things, the brilliance of the acting, is really a lovely thing. And it's a bit like, you know, when I was a kid, we had Only Fools and Horses in the UK, which was absolutely massive. And these characters become your family. They become, you know, people you're so familiar with. And in this case in particular, as I say, it hasn't been on for 8 years. So this hour-long episode was really about what's happened to those characters. You know, and in the meantime, they've, you know, they've had kids, the two central characters, and, you know, people have got older, someone died, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it's like checking back in on your relatives who you haven't seen for a long time. And they also certainly left it open at the end for a further show. I mean, because there was a big question popped at the end of the episode, and then bang, cut to black. Great moment. And you know, Wendy and I looked at each other like, they can't leave it there. But of course they did, because they understand drama. They understand asking questions, leaving open loops. And that's what they did big style. And I certainly hope that Ruth Jones and James Corden find the time in what must be incredibly busy lives to come up with another story at some point. And maybe that's 8 years away, who knows. But well done, great storytelling, and a total pleasure to watch. And anyway, that's me. It's Friday the 27th of December already, which means we're starting to think about 2020, aren't we, and what's going to happen there. And tomorrow I might talk a little bit about this this other story I'm telling myself at the moment, which is around sugar. Anyway, we'll get into that tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Remember, your story means business.